This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban have begun entering Kabul, Afghanistan, from all sides, according to reports quoting Afghan government officials and eyewitnesses. This follows a week of rapid territorial gains by the Taliban, who have been largely met with surrender or retreat by Afghan forces. A Taliban official told Reuters news agency, quote, "We don't want a single innocent Afghan civilian to be injured or killed as we take charge, but we have not declared a ceasefire." Reuters also quotes Taliban as saying they do not plan to take revenge on anyone, but that all who have served the government and the military will be forgiven. Reuters adds that a Taliban spokesman called on Afghan civilians to remain in the country and not leave due to fear. U.S. helicopters are reported, meanwhile, to have landed at the American embassy in Kabul. And President Ashraf Ghani's chief of staff, Metin Bek, has tweeted, "Don't panic. Kabul is safe." U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized another 1,000 troops in addition to the 3,000 ordered earlier last week to go to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of U.S. personnel and other allies from Kabul. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has blamed the losses over the past week on the sudden withdrawal of U.S.-led troops. But President Biden on Saturday defended his decision to withdraw, arguing that Afghan government forces had to fight back against the Taliban. In a statement aimed at the Taliban on Saturday, President Biden said any action that puts the U.S. mission at risk will be met with what he called a swift and strong military response. And you can keep up with our coverage of Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters is reporting that Uzbekistan has detained 84 Afghan military servicemen who crossed the border on Saturday. The Uzbek government in Tashkent denounced the detentions and said another group of soldiers had amassed near a border checkpoint on the Afghan side. Reuters says Afghan servicemen crossed the border into Uzbekistan and Tajikistan in a similar way last month when they retreated from the Taliban insurgents' offensive, which has accelerated in recent days. Uzbekistan's foreign ministry said in a statement that the first group of 84 Afghan soldiers made no attempts to resist when Uzbek border guards detained them, but instead sought medical help. At least 304 people are dead in Haiti after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake on Saturday. Haiti's Civilian Protection Agency says at least 1,800 people are injured and more remain missing. The damage is widespread. The initial quake struck around 125 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of about 10 kilometers. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office just 3 weeks ago, said the government is mobilizing aid to the affected areas. He has declared a month-long state of emergency for the country. He said the needs of the people are enormous. He said they need food, aid, shelter, and psychological support. Pakistani police say attackers targeted a truck in the port city of Karachi on Saturday, killing at least 9 people and wounding 9 others. A senior police officer says 20 more people, including women and children, were riding in the truck returning from a wedding ceremony when the attack happened on Saturday night. A doctor said 5 women and 4 children were killed. Earlier in the day, the Pakistani military said that security forces killed 3 militants during a shootout following a militant attack on a security patrol in the rest of southwestern Baluchistan province. At least 20 people were killed and 79 injured in Lebanon in a fuel tank explosion in the Akar region. That's in northern Lebanon, according to the Lebanese Red Cross early Sunday, who tweeted the information. Lebanon is suffering from a severe fuel shortage, leading to long lines at gas stations and extended blackouts. Military and security sources said the Lebanese army had seized a hidden fuel storage tank in the town of Al-Talil and was in the midst of handing out gasoline to residents when the explosion took place. Eyewitnesses said about 200 people were nearby at the time of the explosion, and accounts as to why there was an explosion are a little vague at this point. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
Hello.
This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. I've got a great show for you. The playlist features a super hot mix of current, classic, and vintage tunes that you're just gonna love. And we open and close the hour with awesome South African amapiano. Also, I have a wonderful report from Tamale, Northern Ghana, by Samed Gaida, and it is about the Playing for Change Festival that just took place there. We'll hear from participants at the festival, as well as from its organizer, talking drum artist, and founder of Bizoum School of Music and Dance, Alidou Mohamed. I've also got an amazing vintage tune for you from Guinea. It is by the Horoya National Dance Band. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We're starting off nice and chill with Shasha, the Zimbabwean queen of amapiano. Woza is an invitation song. It invites you to come here, let your hair down, and enjoy yourself.
Sorry, Lonnie.
All right. Hello, everybody. That was Shasha with Woza. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here is another invitation to enjoy by Techno from Nigeria.
If you want no person, you no go first person. I'm not the sick, you won't give me medicine. I got money, you won't help me spend my money. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. I love you. Oh, yeah. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Just believe that I'm a winner. Just believe. I will never do it like you do it. Just believe I'm a do it. Do it.
That was Techno with Enjoy. Are you having a good time? Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and now to Uganda. Here's Sheba with Selected Jeff, Boy Fire.
Boy fire, oh, give me fire, love fire, oh.
Hey, everyone. That was Boy Fire by Sheba and Selecta Jeff from Uganda. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. And now we're going to go to some live band sound for the next couple tunes, followed by today's special report on the Playing for Change Festival in Tamale, Ghana. So this is Otnel Mangoma Moyo and his band Music According to Percussion with a song called Njere, or Wisdom. It comes off of his 2018 album MAP, Music According to Percussion, Volume 2.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song by Othniel Mango Mamoyo from Zimbabwe. Now, this next live band tune brings us a beautiful lilting groove. It's in 3-4, actually, which is pretty rare in most music, other than waltzes. And it's called Hader de Trufsi by guitarist-composer Mongezi Ntaka, featuring Algerian vocalist Kamel Zenia.
حلفا غسمت النبضان نايفا بشفع اقعد الفلا بدل الفلا غلي حلا قصي سهل واللوي حاضر ذي دروسي نطفل كورج همرا لمرسيزك نمقارب سبع ذوي تكنافوس سادق الموكاذا هذي يروي لحسف هذي السيكال وريكال كل ثغمر ثات الضعوس أصار يفضي لكو تالوف ثات غلبة سبري دوار الدغلي حرم سكن دل عمرس زكاثي في ظل ذكميك نقضى على حس ذكي ذعوين بثغ ما ود أنا رذي وعذا وثي قصي سهل واللون حاضر ذي دروسي ثلفت غلب بثية تروى حذرة نبسوط قصي سهل واللون حاضر ذي دروسي عزار يدركو تمسل تتغلب بثية تروى حذرة سبري دوار الدغلية عزار يدركو
Beautiful. That was Hader de Trussi by Mongezi Ntaka and featuring Algerian vocalist Kamel Zenia. The song comes off Ntaka's 2020 album, Ngoma Zetu, Seven Chapters of Mystery. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. And now it's time to find out what is happening in the world of music festivals in northern Ghana. Samet Gaida reports.
Thank you, Heather. Mohamed Alidu is a talking drum artist and the founder of Bizong School of Music and Dance in Tamale. He is also the brain behind Playing for Change Day Festival, a festival that is organized annually to exhibit talents from the school and across Ghana. This year's festival was held over the weekend at the Tamale Chief's Palace. I met up with Mohamed Alidu to tell us about this year's festival.
It's a festival that a particular day we pick it up to bring musicians together, and it's not a challenge, it's about to expose ourselves to share what we got, our culture, to make it accessible to other people in the world to see how beautiful it is. And that's my goal, to preserve the culture, because the culture is what take me through the world. This will be the seventh time or eighth time of doing the Playing for Change Day Festival. And this time we take it to the King Palace, because that's more bigger space and it's more open to the public, and the community is right there. And
how many artists are going to be performing the event this year?
So we have myself and Abu Sadiq, and we brought Aaron Baby from Accra, also from Wa, that's where he's from. We have Nanama, Erama, they also from the South, from Accra, and so they also here to support tonight. And then there's a local groups, UFOM Culture Center and Tama Culture Group also are here to perform. So today, yeah, it's gonna be from tradition to Afropop.
Spoke with Erama, an artist billed for the event, and visitors from the U.S.
So my name is Erama, Erama Japon, yeah. And this year in July we've had the Playing for Change Festival, and it's been amazing. I got the chance to meet so many people, I've made so many friends. There are so many new acts on stage I haven't met before, and I have the privilege to meet them today, so I'm really excited about it. I think the program was a success.
So my name is Frank Goka. I live in New York, and we are currently in Tamale.
How do you feel about tonight's performance?
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight's performance is very, very amazing. All the invited guests that we have here, everybody is cheerful, everybody is happy about the cultural performance, about our rich culture and tradition that was exhibited here tonight.
Sure. My name is Luke Hoffman, and we're visiting from the United States up here in northern Ghana just for really today.
You've seen the cultural performances and all that. How do you feel about it?
It's incredibly artistic. It's beautiful to watch. It's also beautiful to listen to. The combination of the sound and the music and the dancers was incredible. It was a great experience. I love it. In fact, I was already texting my wife that we need to bring the kids out here and experience the same thing. I wish they were with me now.
And finally, a sneak peek into Mohamed Alidu's upcoming album in September.
So this album is coming out, and it's called Yadanaya. The trust is gone. We have to have patience. And this album is, it's full of a lot of good materials that are, this is very special for me, you know, and part of it I recorded in Tamale, some in the US, but working on it here in Tamale. And yeah, I'm looking forward myself to surprise myself with what I got. But yeah, it's gonna be great in September. And
okay, so how many songs are on the album?
It's gonna be 12 songs. Okay, so there's one title, Yadanaya, the other one is and we have Mumba.
The Playing for Change festival was massive this year, and everyone was excited and hoping for a bigger one next year. From Tamale, in northern Ghana, I'm Samet Gaida.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, guys. How y'all doing? I hope you enjoyed that feature report from Ghana. And you know what? Now I'm taking us to Togo, to Tanzania and Nigeria with a trio of back-to-back R&B, Afropop, and Afrobeats jams. The artists are Santrinos Raphael, Nandi, and Mr. Drew.
kazoea kabobea kote kabobea mpaka kabobea tena nalowea kote nalowea mpaka nalowea
get a go borrow anything for my baby yo. She know they make a worry yo. Now if they give me body yo. You show me love I never know. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. Me not go fit to let go. Girl I wanna put it on yo. Girl you fire. Me can't deny that. Many girl for me and why you bother. Tell me who won you mommy water. I go be your Santa, na-na-de, na-na-de. Where you day, day I go day with you. Me and you be mood, na-na-de, na-na-de. Where you day, day I go day with you. I go day with you. Me and you be mood. Now you put the sugar for my cocoa, girl. Call me on the phone and I'll be there. And baby, I'll be there. You make a bad man want color. I'm on my way. In a little traffic, but I won't be late. Can't wait to put it on ya. Anything I do it for ya. Girl, you fire. Me can't deny that. Many girls for me, I'm by you, brother. Tell me who won you, mame wata. I go be your Santa. Nah, nah, de, nah, nah, de. Where you dey?
Hello, everybody. That was Mood by Mr. Drew. Before that, you heard Nimikuzoa by Nandi of Tanzania. And before that, Wa by Santrinos Raphael from Togo, featuring Beninese singer Zainab. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. on The Voice of America. I hope you are all doing well and enjoying the show so far. Now, I have got a vintage tune for you. From the Music Time in Africa archives, this is the Horoya Band Nacional from Guinea. It was first formed in 1961 and then went on to become one of Guinea's most awarded orchestras. It was nationalized even in 1971. Now, the band recorded two albums, a handful of singles between 1969 and 1974, and then also a number of compilation appearances as well. But this song is called Paya Paya Rumba Savan. It's song 3 from the 1973 self-titled album Oroya Band Nacional.
Let's go. sona sini kene soma sante kusi sante salamala baya paya papa mukona ni ikanye baya paya papa fadi na fadi jose duku dani kani na mu ikanye sanga ni kani na mu ikanye papa nani bali o kusi bali mu ni jose yeni kusi bali o baya paya mana adema maslani akani.
That was Paya Paya Rumba Savan by Horoya National Dance Band of Guinea. Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and I have got another awesome new oldie. This is Malawi's oldest working living musician, Gidis Chalamanda. He was born in 1931. This is his hit 2020 single, Linehu Mashup. Now, the mashup is a remix of the old Linehu and several other of Chalamanda's songs. It's sung in duet with Malawi's top vocalist, one of the top vocalists, Patience Namadingo.
Linehu, Linehu, uyu linelelo mwana mine, mwana wanze. Linehu,
line, Linehu. Yuri nero mwana mene mwana wanzeru tukacha mama wa amatengazaje
kuseza bakomo
kama iwaje
tukacha mama
early morning
amatengazaje
kuseza bakomo kama iwaje
magoro ali
magoro ali ne
amuya mikira
akudiri nerero mwana mine mwana wanzeru
magoro ali
magoro ali
amuya mikira
akudiri nerero mwana mine mwana wanzeru
lini
lini po
lini po
lini po uyuri
Gamu ya mikila
Mukuti na madingo mwana mene yo
Mwana wanze
Simu kuna mako
Tawizi na mwe
Tawizi na
mwe Malota
Bambo wamba tandisi
Na salandeka Tawizi na mwe
Tawizi na mwe
Ni malota
Bambo wamba tamwali
Na salandeka Gondo mama
Gondo mama
Gondo une mama mwe
Gondo une mama mwe
Gondo mama jama na
Tafera moina mwe Gondo mama Ii Gondo une mama mwe Gondo mama jala manda Tafera moina mwe
Na gomba mbili yo Mbili yo Mbili
Hey guys, that was Giddis Chalamanda and Patience Namadingo with Linehu Mashup. This is Heather Maxwell, and we are at the last song of the hour. As I promised at the top of the hour, we're ending it with another awesome Amapiano jam. This one is a new release by South African DJ Obza, and it features Tanzanian artist Harmonize and Leon Lee.
she.
Ikilewa, sita kiga siwe. Ni aje msela, kona unanigera. Nikisha lewa, sita kiga siwe. Ni aje msela, kona unanigera. I'm sorry if I did you wrong. Nime kukanyaga, miguu yangu haiwaki strong. Nikisha lewaga, I'm sorry if I did you wrong. Nime kukanyaga, miguu yangu haiwaki strong. Nikisha lewaga, liwalo na liwe situmiza mtu. We na liwe sijanyacha mtu.
And with that awesome I'm a Piano remix by DJ Obza, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to be with you again next week. Also, thanks to Bill O'Didi and Mohamed Alidou for that great report on the Playing for Change Festival that took place earlier in northern Ghana, Tamale. And on our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. You know, also, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and you can listen to shows over and over again. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.